Time for World Sport from the BBC with me, John Bennett. Coming up, Michael Schumacher says he's aiming for an eighth world title. Rafa Benitez sets new targets for his struggling Liverpool side.
At the beginning of the season, everybody was talking about a lot of trophies. Now we have to just think about the next game.
And South Africa could drop the man who nearly bowled them to victory against England. First, though, to motorsport, and Michael Schumacher believes he can challenge for the Formula One title next season after announcing his return to the sport. The 7-time world champion, who's been out for 3 years, has confirmed that he will race for the Mercedes GP team in 2010. The German turns 41 in January, but he still insists he can compete with younger world champions like Lewis Hamilton and Jenson Button.
What do you expect? I have won it 7 times. I'm now with the team that won both titles last year. You have on top Mercedes as a partner and team owner. So you cannot expect anything else rather than to go for the world championship, and that's what we're aiming for. I'm very motivated, I'm thrilled, and I'm excited. And that's what counts. I want to have fun out there, and I feel as fresh as ever, I have to say. The 3 years of a break recharged myself in a way that this summer I didn't really know, but now I do. And it's what I look for. I look for the challenge. I want to know it.
Well, the Mercedes chief executive, Nick Fry, also believes Schumacher's return will help the sport continue to grow as Formula One attempts to increase its popularity around the world.
The thing that's been very interesting is that all of Formula One wants Michael back. You know, so many of the other team principal and team owners have spoken to us in the last few weeks and said, you know, we really hope that Michael comes back and joins your team, because it's not just good for our team, it's good for all the Formula One teams, it's good for the Formula One sports, and I think it will help us, you know, build more and more fans around the world, and I think that's very important for all of us.
Nico Rosberg, who will partner Schumacher in an all-German lineup, has welcomed the news, saying, "It's a great challenge for me to be up against one of the best drivers of all time." But Damon Hill, who won the Drivers' World title in 1996, has reservations about Schumacher's return.
41 is definitely on the sort of, it's getting towards the over-the-hill stage, but you're talking about a very unusual individual and someone who has done nothing else but race in some form or another all his life. He's got his back up in Ross Brawn running the team, so he's in familiar territory. He's even got Jean Todt, his old boss from Ferrari, running the FIA. So there's going to be a lot of interested viewers watching the sport for that one, because the suspicion was always that Michael got a little bit of favouritism from the FIA, and I think that the FIA are going to have to be on their toes to make sure that that there's no suspicion of that in the coming season. I mean, eventually you've got to stop anyway, and so there is always the question, even though you come back and you might be enjoying it, that at some point in the season it's going to get very tough and it's going to get unpleasant, and it might bring back memories of why you retired in the first place. Season is a long time, and it will put Michael through a severe test of his ability.
To football now. Arsenal and Hull City have been charged by the English Football Association with failing to control their players after a mass confrontation in last week's English Premier League game. Players from both teams involved in a scuffle after Arsenal's midfielder Samir Nasri appeared to tread on the foot of Hull's Richard Garcia. Both clubs have until January the 13th to respond to the charge. The Liverpool manager Rafa Benitez has admitted he has to rethink the club's targets for the season. Liverpool failed to qualify for the knockout stages of the European Champions League. They've made a poor start to the domestic campaign and they currently lie eighth in the Premier League. That's in stark contrast to this time last year when they led going into the busy end-of-year period. Benitez says they have to take it one game at a time now.
At the beginning of the season, everybody was talking about a lot of trophies. Now we have to just think about the next game. If you want to manage the anxiety of the players, it's the only way. And the next challenge will be to win the next game at home and after against Aston Villa. So one step at a time. If we talk too much about you have to do this and you have to win this title, you have to win the other one, it will be worse. So I think that to help our players, we have to keep just saying, listen, train properly, be ready for the next game, win, and after we will think about the other one.
Scotland have appointed Craig Levein as the new manager of their national football team. The former Dundee United boss says his main aim is to achieve what eluded his predecessor George Burley and qualify for a major championship.
It's difficult to express just you know, how proud I feel being a Scotsman and, you know, having followed the national team for all of my life. So really now my job is to try and do the best job that I can for the country, to work as hard as I can and to see if we can take Scotland back into, if possible, the next qualifying campaign and see if we can qualify for the Euros.
In France, the league leaders Bordeaux have extended the gap at the top of the table to 9 points after winning 2-1 at Toulouse. Lyon continue to struggle after conceding a late goal to lose 2-1 at home to Montpellier. Lyon have now won only one of their last 8 games. No such problems for in-form Lille, though, who have moved into second place after a comfortable 4-0 victory at Nancy. To cricket now, South Africa are prepared to drop the man who nearly bowled them to victory in the first test against England. They say Friedel de Wet, who took 4 second innings wickets at Centurion, will make way for Dale Steyn if Steyn is past fit to play. Here's the captain, Graham Smith, on their bowling options for Saturday's second test in Durban.
It was terrific to see Friedel bowl that well. You know, the three guys who've had the job over the last period of time have been really successful at it. I think, you know, Mackay brings a lot of experience to our attack. He maybe didn't bowl as well as he would have liked in Centurion, but you know, he's a guy that I certainly support and it's been integral throughout my captaincy and having him around, so I really back him to come through in this test match and to bowl well. I think it's great to see Mornay offers you some variety in your attack with his pace and bounce, and it was great to see Friedel perform well, but I think, you know, if Dale's fit, I think there'd probably be a straight spot for Dale.
England's South African-born batsman Kevin Peterson admits the hosts have an enviable bowling lineup and says he would struggle to choose who to select.
Every ball in Test cricket's hard, so I'm not going to go out and say I found De Wet easy or Ntini easy or Morkel easy. I mean, each ball in Test cricket, anybody can get you out, as we've all shown throughout our careers. You can get out to anybody in a Test match, or any ball can get you out. So Ntini is a very different bowler to De Wet. De Wet bowls straight. He's a skittier bowler and a little bit more pace, but Ntini creates really good angles to the left-handers especially, and he bowled some really good spells with the new ball the other day. So it's a tough decision that they're going to have to make, and I'm glad that we're not the ones making it, because it is a tough one. Ntini's a fantastic bowler, and to play 100 test matches is wonderful.
To boxing on the BBC World Service, and more now on the eagerly anticipated showdown between Floyd Mayweather Jr. and Manny Pacquiao, planned for March the 13th, which is in danger unless agreement can be reached on drug testing. Pacquiao's camp offered a compromise after the fight was described as being in jeopardy. Here's the BBC's boxing commentator Mike Costello.
Of all the rows that get in the way of big fights, this is a rare one. Pacquiao has never failed a drug test, but Mayweather's father, Floyd Sr., has accused the Filipino of using illegal substances in the past. And so the two camps have agreed to be monitored. The problem revolves around who does the testing. Mayweather wants Olympic-style testing on urine and blood carried out by the US Anti-Doping Agency anytime, anywhere. Pacquiao's concern is that blood testing will affect his training, and so he says he'll undergo 3 tests on specific dates only, conducted by agencies attached to the NFL and the NBA in the States.
In basketball, the NBA champions, the Los Angeles Lakers, have been boosted by the news that their Spanish power forward, Pau Gasol, has agreed to a 3-year contract extension. Before we go, our top story again, Michael Schumacher believes he can challenge for the Formula One title next season after announcing his return to the sport. More on our website, bbcworldservice.com. But for now, that's the latest world sport from the BBC.